With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the podcast. This is Off the Air. More banter, less filter. It's the convos we have when the mics are off. We are currently off the air. This show ended about, I don't know, a half hour ago. What is on the agenda this morning?
I just went to Magic Mike in Las Vegas, so I would like to talk to you guys about what it's like to experience a male review show. I'm sure you have many questions.
So my first thought was, oh yeah, there's a live show? Because this was a movie, Channing Tatum,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
You know, he like created this movie, which I've seen the movie, and it's a great movie, okay?
And this is his show.
Yeah, so he's making money off this, first of all. That's amazing. But he's not in the show. It's just like other hot guys.
No, I think when they first opened, though, that he was in it for a few shows.
So where is it?
It is currently at the Sahara in Las Vegas. Used to be at the Hard Rock Hotel, and that's now a new hotel.
Is this on the main area, or is it like an offshoot?
End of the strip, yeah.
Okay, so it's a good location.
Yeah.
Now, take me through what the show is, literally. Is it just one guy comes out, like in the movie, I remember Channing Tatum comes out, and then he just strips off his clothes, and then the chicks go wild. Is that basically it?
Yes. There are musical numbers. There are many different men. There's a host of a show who's a woman, by the way.
Mm.
They're trying to not make it a cheesy male review show. So these guys, you know, come out and they're wearing regular clothes. And like,
they're not
jeans.
Dressed up as firefighters and police
officers?
That's
how it begins.
Yes. They made fun of that in the beginning. But the real show started with the guys just wearing jeans and a t-shirt. And it's like a two-story theater. It's a small theater, but it's still like, so they climb up poles, they climb up onto the balconies, they strip. There's a water show.
They go full dick?
No.
Did you get a banana hammock?
At their least amount of clothes, they're in their underwear.
Did you think they were going to go full dick?
No, because I've seen this before.
Oh. Well, the first time then, did you think they were going to?
No. They tease you though, a little bit of backside. They do, and it's hot.
Is there VPL?
What is that?
Visible penis lines?
I think so, yeah. Wow, that's really sad that you knew that.
How does Jason know all the acronyms?
Yeah, no shit.
My career has been shorter than Marcus's, but it's been colorful, let's just say that. So I've learned a lot in my time in the entertainment industry, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
VPL, visible penis lines.
So there is, though. You could see,
can we do a whole podcast on, like, dick acronyms, please?
That's all I got, really. But you could tell, like, who's got a mushroom tip and who's uncut.
No, I can't tell.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't looking that close.
Okay. All right.
But I did have my favorites. And it was fun.
Your favorite guys.
My two friends who live there, a gay couple, their casino host, who is also gay and awesome, invited a group for his birthday. So there was probably about like seven or eight of us.
Mm.
We all sat in one section. There's sections right up front. They make sure, they're very smart, they make sure to call out all the bridesmaids, you know, any kind of parties, make everybody feel loved.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to tell you. I feel like you guys are bored.
No, dude.
No, not at all. I'm titillated. Now, okay, we've already established no full dick, no visible penis. Now, you said you had your favorites. What constitutes a favorite?
Just whatever your type is. Whatever. There was a guy that, you know, I love beards. So there was a black guy with, he looked like Chadwick Boseman, R.I.P.
Okay. Oh, Sandy goes but he for looked black like, guys. I didn't know that.
Well, this guy just, this he got me, man. He got me. I was like, damn it,
why?
He's hot. And he came over and gave me a lap dance.
What? Okay. Wait. So that was one of my other questions is, so there's audience interaction.
Yes. They go into the
unsolicited
crowd.
Unsolicited?
Yes. You can, the host let us know there's a safe word you can call out if you do not want them touching you or interacting
with
you.
See, that's so awkward, though, because he walks up to, grandma, and then she's like, doesn't really want it, but like, she's not going to be confident enough
doesn't
to
she,
say
though?
The safe word.
No, everyone
Grandmas
wanted
don't give
it.
A
and
fuck.
What I wanted
Are you
to
kidding?
Say is, if you want your lady horny for you, send her to one of these shows. Everybody left that theater ready to bang, dude.
Why?
Really? How,
well, first of all,
because
slow
you're just
down.
Turned on for
how
an
do you
hour
know,
and a half.
How do you know that? And
because I'm a fucking woman.
If I,
I'm the
fair
demo.
Enough.
For once, you got to trust the demo.
But if I'm bringing my lady to this, I'm just
you're
thinking.
You're not going with her. You let her be with her girls.
Oh,
you're not part of this.
Okay.
You just get to benefit because she comes home all riled up.
But then
she needs to get that energy out.
These guys, you got Chadwick Boseman or Idris Elba or whoever the hell's up on there, Channing Tatum lookalike. And then there's me, like I'm barely limping in with like, you know, my concave chest. Like,
she doesn't care. She married you. She knows you're not one of them.
I don't need to be sitting there while Chadwick Boseman waves 8 inches of lip dick in my wife's face.
Right.
And it wasn't limp. Thank you very much. And while he was like sitting on top, I felt so honored, you guys, because we weren't an easy table to get to, but I felt like maybe he saw me and maybe he just knew. Hey.
Oh, you were like in the back? He
made
this
we
special
the
journey?
They have to. I mean, the ones up front are easy, but they make sure everybody feels loved. And I had him sitting on me, and I had my hands on his back, very sweaty. He was super sweaty.
Ew, were you grossed out?
No, not at all. I felt like there was a hot, real man in my face.
Whoa,
and of course, I had just enough alcohol where I was like, hey, you like white chicks?
Oh, during the dance?
Yeah. I leaned in and I said that to him. He goes, you know I do.
What?
I was like, oh my God.
Perfect experience for like 5 seconds.
As soon as he left, it was a quick dance, but I was like, oh my God, my titties. Like, I was just
Was he aroused?
I couldn't really tell. I didn't want to, like, of course you like the idea of them being on you, but actually grabbing his dick, like, I can't.
You didn't actually, that was my next question. I had that question queued up. Did you grab his package or did he grind his package in your no-no place?
I mean, he's sitting on top of me, facing me. He did as much as he could do for about 30 seconds.
It's like in your belly area, his D.
Honestly, you're so nervous when it's happening that you're not paying that close of attention. You're like, holy shit, one of the dancers is on me.
Yeah.
And everyone around you is looking at you. So it's like, you know what I mean?
Okay. So
it's not a private thing.
Here's a question. And I think we've all been to like the traditional strip clubs in this room. Now, if you get a dance, you go to the room, whatever. There's the bouncer outside or whatever he's called. And he's watching like a hawk. Now, if you touch those girls, you're out of there.
Yeah.
And that's a rule you got to stick to.
So let me just, can I fix this?
Oh, here we go. Marcus knows that.
You're not 100% accurate.
All right,
so
fine, go.
You're at the club. You go upstairs. You pay the money. It's about $350 for 30 minutes.
Oh, see, I've never done that. I've done the $20 3-minute dance.
Okay.
All right. So excuse. You know what? I'll see.
We don't
the
need
spotlight
to know about
here.
You getting blown in a private room. All right.
I've never done the high limit.
Never
champagne,
done that.
Whatever it's called.
Never done that. However, I have done the $350 for 30 minutes. Not proud of it. This was a decade ago. But anyways, so basically, the girl will grind you or whatever, and she'll give you the cues. Like you could put your hands on me, and then the second she senses the guy starting to look over, it's kind of like a video game when you're playing Castle Wolfenstein, and the guard walks away.
Yes.
And then he comes back and then she's like, all right, no, hands off.
Yes.
You're gonna get in trouble.
All right. Well, excuse me. I've never had that experience. I've only done the, you know, I paid $20 for the 3-minute dance to Guns N' Roses or whatever. That one, you got to mind your business. But anyway, my point is, I'm going to assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, Sandy, that rules are even more lax than what Marcus described at the shows
mind,
where it's male performers. That you could grab their junk, you could stick your hand down their little banana hammock and feel around for what they got. No one's really going
to. Here's the difference, though. This is a coordinated show. There are songs they have. This is an act. So it's not like they're just, there's like a song they can just come out. You know what I mean? Everything is coordinated. My guy probably had 30 seconds to give me that little thing and then he's off.
Okay, I get it.
And my other guy was a white dude, tall, bearded, tattoos everywhere.
Name a celebrity he looked like.
I don't know. I just kept calling him my dirty boy. And my gays next to me, they're like, uh-oh, your dirty boy's near us. Mm. It was so hot.
Will they grind on a gay guy?
Ah, I didn't see it happen. There's barely any guys there. There's barely any guys there.
Too bad.
If I were a guy, a straight male with a woman, I wouldn't want to come to that show. I'd be like, you do you. I don't want to be there.
No. Come hit me later when you're ready.
Yeah.
That way I don't have to have this visual of a man twice my size in more ways than one.
Right. Hey, so
know,
Marcus,
getting my wife fired up.
Marcus, before this show, and Sandy explained the dynamics of you send your girl there to, you know, like heat her up and then come back to the hotel room. Would you have thought, let me send my wife to this show and get her all revved up? Because I wouldn't have thought that.
I wouldn't care. If she told me, listen, the other moms and I are going to go to Magic Mike, I'd be like, cool. See you in an hour and a half.
No, I would have been cool too, but I wouldn't have thought, tonight. let's go. She's going to be ready. I'd think like, this ain't happening tonight. She's going to see these guys and then she's going to look at me and go,
you think
like,
she's going to lose her boner for you by coming home and realizing she's married? She married you.
I know, but I'm not shoving Channing Tatum in her face every day when I want to have sex.
Dude, nobody is.
Here, look at this. Look how much better he is than me. Okay, you excited? You want this now?
She's going to come back to the hotel room ready to go. She's going to close her eyes and probably not be thinking about you.
I mean, look, I'm glad Sandy's saying this, and she's right.
It's very
kind.
And
it took her explaining it from it to dawn on me. But just without that guidance, I'm thinking like, nah.
Listen, I'm not married, but I don't know if you're married. And there's plenty of brides in the room. I can't imagine. No one is going in there thinking, I'm going to fuck one of these dudes. It's just, you're there for entertainment.
Maybe they are.
Of course, I hope I would.
I mean, you banged one of the whatever guys.
Thunder from Down Under. That was long ago. That was not planned, and that was not during their show.
Well, but it was.
They were at a casino, and it was when they were on the casino floor afterwards.
Yeah, but didn't you go to the show?
Yes. Yes.
So.
Was that a bucket list item or was it just like...
But it was exciting as hell when it happened.
Yeah, it went on the bucket list retroactively and then she crossed it up.
Retroactively.
I do that with my to-do list in the morning. Like, already did that. I write it and then I immediately cross it out. I'm like, ooh, accomplished.
I'm doing great today.
Already, yeah.
Totally forgot to write this one down.
No, because that was definitely not planned because I never planned to do... what are the chances?
No, absolutely.
What are the chances, right? Plus I was, you know...
But that in mind... Do you go to Magic Mike thinking like, I'm going to see this black guy later out on the casino and I'm going to say what's up?
No, because I was with my friends. Like, I never thought about it.
Oh, my God,
so
you
nice.
Tell those two gay guys to buzz off. They're going to understand.
I had another friend that I was hanging out with. Like, I don't want to ditch any of my friends. I'm only there for like a couple of days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why do I feel like if Sandy randomly ran into Chadwick Boseman on the casino floor that he would look right through her and not even realize because he's no longer performing?
You know, that's another thing. Like, what do they look like when they're just dressed normally? A few of these guys were not big guys. You guys are thinking
right.
Like mm-hmm. 8 packs, not at all. A lot of them, in my opinion, could put some weight on. They were
really?
They were a little thin, yeah.
Like no muscles?
Muscles, very defined, but tiny guys. Tiny guys.
Well, I think they're trying to like women's like, you know, what they want, what they desire, what they find sexy is all over. It's a big
and
range. So they're trying to, you know.
Well, that
but meaning like if you saw these guys with clothes on, you would never guess they're in Magic Mike in a million years.
Every 30 pounds you drop is an extra inch on your pee-pee.
It adds it?
So.
Mm-hmm.
That's an actual fact.
What
do
you
mean
an actual fact?
Where'd you read that, Marcus?
What are you talking about?
Look it up. Google it. Google it offline.
Okay, Google it. There we go. There's our fact.
I mean, maybe if you're a gigantic person, it'll start to look bigger just because your belly's not covering it anymore.
My point is that's why they stay tiny. They probably have disproportionately large penises. Now, can I switch gears for 1 second? Because I have a question for Sandy on the last show. Say, for example, the guy's grinding on you and you actually have the presence of mind, because maybe this is your third show, to reach down into his banana hammock and grab his junk.
I wouldn't do it, Marcus.
I'm asking, if you did, what do you think would happen? Do you think you'd get a stern talking to?
I think he would get up and leave immediately and they would never come in my section again. And he might say, hey, watch out for that girl in the back. Watch out. There was a girl in back of us who had to get escorted out because she was so hammered. She couldn't even stand up. There was a booth in back of us. And first she was so loud. Like we were like covering our ears because every guy that was out, she's like, ah! Huh. I was like, oh God. Then I looked back and I was like, oh wow, is she going to be okay?
Uh-huh.
Got up to use the restroom, came back, her eyes were half open. And then maybe 20 minutes before the show was over, her friend had to hold her up and take her out.
You got to imagine that there are women that get too handsy. There must be a code word, the security, or I don't know, maybe.
What's their safe word?
Plus, yeah, right? I'm sure the guys have to have a safe word.
Yeah.
I think we gave away tickets to this once. I would love to do that for. It's like the ultimate girls' night out.
Uh-huh.
There's drinks, you know, and the drinks are like it had a very the music was sexy, very 50 Shades of Grey themed, just sexy shit. The theater was beautiful, so you leave there, you're like, damn it, I need a cigarette.
Would your wife be into going to that? Just is that her personality type, Marcus? I'm trying to think if my wife would be into it. I almost want to say no, but I bet if I text her right now, she would immediately say yes. I'm gonna try it.
I think both of our wives would. My wife absolutely would. My wife, she would go in a heartbeat, especially if she could take a couple of her besties.
Yeah.
And I mean, me waiting for her back at the hotel is incidental.
Like, it's like, think about like guys go to strip clubs. Why do you go to strip clubs? It's a release. It's sexy. You want to connect with that energy. I mean, hopefully they're not cheating on their wives or girlfriends. Right. But like, this show is kind of like that. It's connecting you with a sexy, fun energy that you may not experience often in your real life.
I just wonder, because I've often heard, and I don't know if this is true or not, that women don't get turned on by that level of physical sexuality like guys do. Right? Like, wangs in your face isn't hot. Mm. But maybe it is.
But it's not. See, that's why this show isn't just dancing like wangs in your face. It's
right.
It's a really fun show. Like, they have themes to it. They include the audience members. It's interactive. It's okay. Everything.
I think it's just to Marcus's
point. With the men's shows, there's no
the
theme.
Vibe.
It's here's a pole. Here's a girl in a bikini, right. Maybe topless, and pay her enough and she'll do things to you.
She'll
that is not this
butt
at all.
Your face.
There's a theme.
That's all we want.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. This does not. That's... It's hard to compare this to what you guys have seen, because it's totally different.
Yeah,
that's the difference between men and women. You could leave clothes on for the ladies and everything will work out just fine.
No, I mean, we wanted the clothes off though.
Oh, okay.
So cute. A couple of ladies that were in our group, I think they were in our group, they were maybe in their late 50s, early 60s. They were so horny. They were so, like, everybody got into it. How can you not?
Yeah. I often wonder, I want to know about the person that was like dragged there by her girlfriends that didn't want to be there, and she's just in the corner all like, I don't want
to
be here.
Oh my God. You know, to be honest with you, when I first got there, I was kind of like, oh God, this is going to be weird. And then, you know, slowly but surely, I was like, okay. And then I started feeling my alcohol. Then I was like, oh my God. Then I was so into it. Then I was just dancing. Even my gays next to me were dancing in their seat. It was fun.
So my wife is hilarious. So I got her on my line right now.
Oh, you do? What'd you say?
Yeah. So I said, show question, would you be personally interested in seeing the Magic Mike live show in Vegas? Hypothetical, LOL. Is that the strippers or actual magic show?
Oh my God, she thought it was a magic show.
Doesn't matter which, .. No.
Wow.
I said, it's the live strip show based on the movie. Really? No? How come? So more, we're developing here.
Wow.
She has an actual job to do, so I don't know if she's going to get back to me, but.
I wonder if she knew, like, she could get away from all of her responsibilities, though, and just go party. You know
what
I mean?
That's really
key. Like, 3 or 4 days of not having any kids, no you, no life, no work.
I mean, I didn't say with me, or I just said, would you be interested in seeing it? Like, you know, make that of what you want. And she said no. So I don't know. Maybe I know
She's
her better than
it.
I think I know her. Because I said she probably
would.
You said
wouldn't. No way. Yeah.
Yeah.
You were right.
I don't know your wife that well, but my guess would be she's like ranking all the things you can do in Vegas, and that's somewhere near the bottom, if even on her list at all.
Maybe, yeah. Because,
you know,
like,
I mean?
I've always, like, just not been into Vegas, but she has.
Mm. Right.
Like, and we've argued about that. Like, you know, like, I would go, like, she says, I'd go there and be like, nah, I'm not interested at all. So, yeah, Marcus is probably right. I'm seeing the three dots, so let's see what she says, and then
oh, here comes the three dots.
She says it's gross.
Okay. See,
oh,
that's
see,
I
don't think it's gross.
Too.
I'm going to defend...
Well, I'm a big fan.
Hilarious.
I think she's confusing it with just your standard male stripper who shows up dressed as a police officer with a boombox at a bachelorette party. This feels a little bit more involved, a little bit more theatrical.
Yeah.
A little bit, you know, a
no,
little bit
less. No, there was one point where they were all wearing suits and ties.
Yeah.
It was nice.
No, you know what? I appreciate the production values of Magic Mike Las Vegas.
They built this theater for them. It's really nice.
No shit, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, they got that kind of pull?
Yeah, no, Sahara has really done a lot of reno. It's nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What does that mean? They got
Mindy,
like,
Kaling was there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh, she played the Magic Mike.
No, she
call?
Was part of an audience. She was in the audience.
Oh.
And they put her on the piano, and one
That's
of them
hilarious.
Played for her. It was it's on their
I
Instagram.
I like her a lot.
I know.
She's really funny.
Isn't it funny when you see celebrities just hanging out in Vegas because you forget it's Vegas?
Or just hanging
and
out
everybody
like normal people.
Wants to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
You
Kelly
know what
Clarkson
mean?
Was just in Vegas seeing, I think, George Strait. And I was like, look at, she is a concert, and she's just going to a concert.
Everybody wants to see a show. Everybody wants to gamble. Everybody wants to do bottle service in the clubs or whatever else. And you forget that it's just an adult playground and everybody
totally.
Will go.
It's
Everybody's
the best.
The same person. So good. All right. I feel like we've peaked.
So you're going
like
to go again? This is a repeat.
I'm going to go again. Yeah.
All right.
I'm not going to go out of my way to pay for it, but I would go again because I've already seen it. But I love it.
What was the safe word for the audience?
Unicorn. Please. Like, anyone's going to say that?
So you're getting uncomfortable.
But they're trying. I don't want to give too much away, but the unicorn is a symbol for the unicorn of the man you want. And you're like, you don't think he's real, but ladies, he's out there.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's a whole thing.
They explain that?
Yeah, it's a whole thing. There's like a little story to this.
Okay.
Oh, there's a storyline, yeah, Marcus. I didn't realize.
See, you have to have a storyline for the ladies.
It's basically the theme of the night is, ladies, you can have it all. And here's a little preview of what it looks like.
I'm feeling that. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Well, sounds like you had a nice Vegas trip.
I did. It was really fun. Cool. I enjoyed it. I didn't know how my friends would be, and we were all super into it. It was fun.
Good.
Thank you.
Magic Mike Vegas. Don't miss it. There you go.
Yep.
All right. At Marcus and Sandy, if you want to follow us online, that's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Personally, it's Marcus D is my handle.
I'm at Sandy Steck, SANDYSTEC.
Radio Jason D on Instagram.
Hopefully you catch up with us online, and we will talk to you next week. Thank you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.